שלום, אנחנו לומדים מהספר תלמוד
ושיח. Hello, we're learning the start of the ten sefirot.
פרק ט"ו. ניתן לצפות בשידורנו באתר קבלה לעם.
Part 3, chapter 15. You can watch the lesson on the Avot system and on the site. You can also ask questions there. Chapter 15. Chapter 15 explains the clothing of the light in the vessels, some inside the vessels and some around. Item 1, title. There aren't five vessels to the five discernments of Non-Chai. 1. After you have learned all that in general, your eyes should be opened so that you do not err in what is written above, and think that just as there are five discernments, non-chai, in each and every partsuf, in each and every world called internality, so there are five corresponding discernments of vessels. This is not the case. Again, item 1. Title: There aren't five vessels in the five to the five discernments of Non-Chai. 1. After you have learned all that in general, your eyes should be opened so that you do not err in what is written above, and think that just as there are five discernments Non-Chai, in each and every partsuf, in each and every world called internality, so there are five corresponding discernments of vessels. This is not the case. Item 2, title. There are only three vessels to Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, but there are no vessels to Chaya and Yechida, and they became surrounding lights. Item 2. The thing is that the vessels are externality and coarseness, and could not clothe all the kinds of neshama. Only the bottom three, which are nefesh, ruach, neshama, only these had corresponding vessels and bodies. However, Chaya and Yechida in each partsuf do not have corresponding vessels to clothe in the partsuf itself, so they remain outside without vessels as surrounding. Again, item 2, title. There are only three vessels to Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, but there are no vessels to Chaya and Yechida, and they became surrounding lights. Item 2. The thing is that the vessels are externality and coarseness, and could not clothe all the kinds of neshama. Only the bottom three, which are nefesh, ruach, neshama, only these had corresponding vessels and bodies. However, Chaya and Yechida in each partsuf do not have corresponding vessels to clothe in the partsuf itself, so they remain outside without vessels as surrounding.
Ot Aleph Opnimi Mevaeret Achaya VeYechida SheBechol Partsuf.
Opnimi, inner light, item 1, explaining only Chaya and Yechida in each partsuf. This matter formed in the world of Nikudim by the force of the important correction of the association of the quality of mercy with judgment. The point of Malchut, which is phase 4, rose with the Masach screening her to the edges of Bina, and phase 2 was made the screen and the point of Siyum, the conclusion. Because of this new conclusion, the general phase 4 and phase 3 came out and were separated from the ten sefirot of the general phase 4. It is so because they were under the above new restriction and could not receive the upper light inside them. Thus, they had to receive the upper light from afar as surrounding lights. Phase 3 was separated from the Potsuf and became a vessel for surrounding light called Levush, clothing, being a vessel for the surrounding light of the light of Chokhmah, called Chaya. Phase 4 that was separated from the Potsuf became a Hal, palace or hall, which is a vessel for surrounding light of the light of Keter called Yechida. This is brought above in the words of the Ari. The Ari writes here, and could not clothe all the kinds of neshama, only the lower, the bottom three, which are nefesh, ruach, neshama. Only these had corresponding vessels and bodies. However, Chaya and Yechida in each Potsuf do not have corresponding vessels to clothe in the Potsuf itself. So they remain outside without vessels as surrounding. It means that when he writes that they remain outside without vessels, he wishes to say without inner kelim, because they've become vessels for surrounding light called levush and heichal, clothing and hall or palace. We might ask, since only the lower vessels were separated, which are phase 3, namely Zeranpin, and phase 4, namely Malchut, the lights of Ruach and Nefesh should have remained without vessels and become surrounding. These are the lights that relate to phase 3 and phase 4. Why then did Chaya and Yechida remain without vessels? After all, their vessels are Keter and Chokhmah, which remained in the Patsuf. You already know the opposite, the inverse relation between bestowal, which is extension of light to the Patsuf, and a vessel for the reception of the light in the Patsuf. As Yari wrote for us, all that gives, gives in the coarser thing, and all that receives must receive in the more refined thing. And this has already been explained above. It has been explained that the expansion of Ein Sof to make vessels is called bestowal upon the Patsuf. For example, it is known that for illumination of Yechida, expansion of light of Ein Sof must encounter the screen of phase 4, meaning the coarser thing, by the striking of the light. Reflected light ascends and clothes up to Keter, which is the light of Yechida. If the degree does not have the above coarseness of phase 4, but only coarseness of phase 3, then the expansion of the light of Ein Sof that strikes that screen raises reflected light to a level that reaches and clothes only the level of Chaya. Thus, the bestowal of the light must be at the most, at the coarsest degree.
Omnam kabalat ha'or shenimshach al derech hanal hu behefech.
However, the reception of the light that is drawn in the above manner is the opposite. Although the light of Yechida is given only from the coarsest thing, being phase 4, still that light of Yechida cannot clothe there, except in the coarse, in the most refined thing, in the degree, meaning only in kli of ket, in the vessel of Keter. Similarly, the light of Chaya, which is poured by phase three, does not clothe there, but in phase 1, which is the finest, most refined in that degree. It therefore follows that because of the separation of phase 3 and phase 4 from the Patsuf, they drew far and became surrounding. For this reason, the giver can bestow upon the Patsuf neither light of Chaya nor light of Yechida. It is so, because for bestowal of light of Yechida, it needs phase 4. And for bestowal of light of Chaya, it needs phase 3, which are by now separated and gone from the Pratzuf. Thus, you evidently see that from here on, the light of Yechida and the light of Chaya will be absent from the Pratzuf, as phase 3 and phase 4 are separated and gone. We also understand that the clothing, which is a surrounding vessel from phase 3, is surrounding light from the discernment of Chaya. For it is the light that drew far and disappeared because of its disappearance from the Pratzuf. Hence, now it only shines from afar as surrounding. It is also clear that the hall became the surrounding light of Yechida, where this is the light that disappeared along with phase 4 when she disappeared from the Pratzuf and must now shine from afar as surrounding.
Shilot.
Questions. PT 4.
Shalom Rav. Hello,
Rav. On one hand, there's vessels that can get inner lights, and there's vessels that can get surrounding lights. What impression do the vessels from external lights have that they're still on the outside?
An impression that it's surrounding, they still don't have the strength to receive them internally for lack of a screen. But in terms of the structure, these lights already belong to them. Merkaz 1.
Is the fact that there are vessels against Nefesh Ruach Neshama show us that only them are attainable, and why?
Because we don't have sufficient screens to receive lights in the vessels of Chaya and Yechida. Basar and Or, flesh and skin. We don't have vessels. They are vessels similar to our physiological structure. They aren't real vessels. They don't belong to a person's skeleton, the flesh and the skin. They're exchangeable. They're interchangeable. So we understand, according to this example, that the lights of Chaya Nechida are lights of Chokhmah. Lights of Nefesh Ruach Neshama are lights of chasadim. There is illumination of chokhmah there, of course, but it's light of chasadim, mainly. For this reason, the light of chasadim, for the general degree of neshama, general degree of bestowal, we can achieve there. Bestowing in order to bestow, but receiving in order to bestow, we can't do this in any vessel to receive the light of chokhmah in it, but only in a manner of clothing. This is why there are no vessels for the lights of Chaya Nechida. So the lights of Chaya Nechida are also not real because we don't have the real vessels. They shine from afar by clothing. There are many examples of this. But in truth, we have to understand that the light is complete light. If I receive, if I were to receive even a small light of Chokhmah, all of it, it's a sign I'm at the end of correction and I can receive all the light, because there's no part in spirituality. It's a sign I can perform a correction on the vessels of Chokhmah and receive the light of Chokhmah. And that's impossible until the end of correction. It is all by joining vessels of reception to the vessels of bestowal. It is all Galgalta Ve'enayim. And the Achab are only an ascending Achab. give one.
Да, дорогой Рав, скажите, а так мы в итоге получаем вообще свет Хохма или нет? Все-таки постигаем его?
So in the end we do receive the light of Chochma. Do we attain it?
Until the end of correction, we receive only illumination of Chochma. The real light of Chochma you can receive only when you complete the correction of your kelim, your vessels. That's it. But it's fine. These are corrections. It's the order of corrections. It just says there is no part in spirituality. If you can receive any light of Chochmah, but completely, it's a sign you are already at the end of correction. That's how it works.
He writes that he who gives,
when I give in the biggest coarseness I have, otherwise it's not bestowal. And to receive, I receive in my most refined vessel, which is most suitable for the upper giver, for the creator. In other words, I have to give to the Creator as the coarsest person, crassest person. He gives his relation to the Creator out of his crassest vessel. He bestows with this. But to receive from the Creator, I have to receive in the most refined part of the vessel, the closest part to it. It makes sense. There's nothing special about it. Hungarian, Polish.
Rav, here he speaks about the separation of Behina Gimel and Behina Dalet from the Partsuf. What is this action? You may have answered it, but I'm not sure.
The separation of phase 4 from the Partsuf means I can't completely tend to phase 4. I have no way, desire, conditions to demand and receive light that will tend to Prina Dalet, to phase 4, and will correct it so I can fill up this phase 4 with the light that comes to it, which is the light of Yechidah. The light of Yechidah that comes to phase 4 is called achieving unification of the entire vessel with the entire upper light. We achieve this only after we implement and carry out all the corrections on the second restriction in the raised chab. When I raise from below upward all of my desires and correct them and connect them as raised chab. Only afterwards will I be able to perform the lowered achab, meaning to start receiving in my real vessels in order to bestow. So until the end of correction, we will still not be able to work with our vessels of reception in order to bestow. Well, these are very sublime things. We're not quite connected to this process yet. What it's important for us now is to, through connection, come to a vessel that is mutually connected in all of the friends, and in this mutual way, adapt ourselves to the smallest light of Chassadim. That's already enough for us. Let's try to achieve this, that through our connection in mutual bestowal, mutual support, mutual connection, in sustaining one another, we will come to such a state among us where the upper light can dress in our relationships. This is what we need. I don't think it's very high. I think it's very close. Moscow 3.
Вот предыдущее то, что мы обсуждали, игра, да, то есть Ахаб Дали.
What we were speaking about before in acting, the Ахаб of ascending, that's the state where we do it.
It's best not to determine if this is the raised achab, lowered achab, in the lowered achab. We're never there. What we can picture is katnut, infancy of Gulgalta Ve'enai, and maybe maximum raised achab to the Gulgalta Ve'enai. The lowering the achab, not yet. Hebrew 10.
In the connection between us and mutual support, we'll get to a state where the upper light can clothe in the relationships between us. In that state, can we reach the most core state and give to the Creator?
To come to corporate reality?
Before I heard you say that to give to the Creator is when we're in the most coarse state.
Yeah, the crassest, coarsest thing will also join that degree and will give us the refinement. And then we will discover the Creator on a greater level. To reveal the upper light, we have to be in both coarseness and refinement. Both must be connected together correctly. And then the upper light will be revealed between them, between the coarseness and the refinement. To the extent that we become suitable to the upper light, it gives us the refinement of the vessel. And to the extent that we are opposite from the upper light in our coarseness, it gives us the coarseness of the vessel. When we come to the right number in coarseness and refinement, the upper light is revealed between the two of them. It's like in our world when you discover various phenomena in physics or in nature. You need collision, do something contrary and congruent and with it. That's matching. In electricity, for example, you have a resistor resisting the transition of the upper light. But at the same time, you have to have enough power to transfer the upper light. And then the two of them give you the ability for the upper light to manifest in you. That's how it works. Tel Aviv 1.
Good morning, Rav and friends.
Can I understand from this that in the state of Gmar Tikkun we have all the Malchut and all the Bina 100% all together?
Of course, Bina and Malchut are mutually supportive, and the two of them bring the ten Sfirot all together to absorb all of the upper light, meaning all the qualities of the ten sfirot become qualities of the light. It's called the darkness will shine as light.
And then we still experience something from that separation, or is it complete unity?
There should be complete unity between opposite states, contradicting states. When the coarseness, the biggest coarseness is revealed, the biggest contradiction, and above it, the biggest connection. Love will cover all the crimes.
And that's the Creator, that's the upper light, that one source?
Yes, this will give you the sensation of the Creator. Let's say this is the Creator, come and see. From our perspective, it's the manifestation of the upper force. PG 22.
Okay,
Rav. Good morning, Rav.
Yes, Grandpa.
I have before me a drawing from older lessons we had with you about the influence of the direct light and turning it into reflected light. So, on the third phase of direct light, the Ruach and Nefesh come out of that same discernment. To the first phase.
I don't know what you're saying. You should somehow send this diagram and then maybe we'll talk about it if it's important. But you need to be with us. forget about previous diagrams, use the same terminology and same style we're using today. That's better, to be with everyone together. You understand? I have to see this diagram and get from you your impression. Excuse me for saying this, but with all due respect. Kiev 1.
То, что они говорят, что свет Хая и Хида становится окружающим светом. Что такое окружающим?
When they say that the light of Хая and Хида becomes surrounding light, what does it mean? How does it work on us?
Surrounding light can't quite enter the vessel, but it surrounds the vessel and presses it so as to ultimately clothe within it. So in the meantime, it belongs to the externality. It still adds a great deal to understanding the situation, to feeling the situation, to planning the next situation. The surrounding light is very important. It's got many qualities that are used for the time being.
And in our state, what does it mean that the surrounding light is...
We don't feel it. It does press us in some way, but we don't feel it. We don't feel that this is specifically the surrounding light that might clothe within us. And in this way, it presses us and summons us to perform actions so we fashion internal vessels, and then from surrounding it will become internal. We have to start working with it this way.
Darom 1.
Darom
1. Can you say that the surrounding lights are actually this lie we're acting towards our ego?
Why a lie? It's not a lie. It's just that I know that I still can't receive these things, sympathize with them, connect with them, but they're true. They are true. I still, every single element, detail, every unit in spiritual, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, I relate to it as truth. Perhaps it hasn't clothed in me and I don't understand it, so it influences me by half or a quarter of the power. But it's still all true. It's all true, always. I can't say about any phenomenon at all that it's a lie, that it's false.
I say that I'm lying to my ego by this game I'm acting towards a connection.
Very good. So you're playing with the truth. Although, from the perspective of the ego, it's false. You do it on purpose, and for you, it's the real form. So this is how you work. It's like you do with a little child. You lie to him a little bit in order to direct him correctly. So, is this a lie? It's called a productive lie or an instrumental lie, a beneficial lie, because in this way you develop it. So the word lie, you have to be, or false, you have to be careful with it. Anything that we don't receive internally, you want to call it false? It's called surrounding, destined to be revealed. PT 17.
This law of the two vessels lacking, that's on all worlds?
We're not speaking of the worlds. We're speaking of the souls. Until the end of correction, we don't have the third and fourth vessels which are ready to receive the inner light in their true and complete form. But only from nearby.
So it's in Ak and in Bia?
Yes. The real form of Chaya and Yechida are missing in all the worlds. New York 4.
I hope it's okay to ask. somehow feels related. How does the Kabbalist deal with rumors that are spoken about him when on the outside or wherever? How does Kabbalist, what's the right way to deal with those things? Do you have to deal with them? Do you just let it go and let people think anything? Must you correct it?
I know the system from within. I know where it stems from. The Creator created the system, broke it. And He wants, through the corrections, that He takes the created beings through it. He wants to educate them so that they know Him. Because otherwise they won't know Him. And knowing Him meaning they understand and feel Him and then think and are exactly like Him. And therefore, He has to give them this development. The development He has to take them through is from the zero degree, not spiritual. So it turns out that we also have the corporeal world, the will to receive kind of rolls out and falls and creates out of itself such desires in the structure called Adam that it feels itself as though existing disconnected from the Creator, disconnected from spirituality, and we don't even understand this disconnection or feel it. We are just within ourselves. We live within ourselves, within our own egoistic desires. And then we want only to satisfy them as much as we can. Sleep, eat, rest, travel, do something pleasant to the desires that appear, food, sex, money, power, knowledge, family. And then gradually different desires become revealed, a little higher. Who am I? What am I? Those pertain to the human level. A beast doesn't really deal with those. And then a person begins to think, how do I belong to life, to death? What's beyond life? Etc. And here is where we begin to see human society, how it deals with it. The first correct relation, approach to reality and to the Abba Force comes to us from Adam HaRishon, from almost 6,000 years ago. He discovered it, and it gradually started to manifest in his disciples, in people who were close to him. And that's how it came to times that we understand a little more, to Babylon. Before Babylon, you could say that we don't have any corrections, but just more and more corruptions. In Babylon, they came to a state where the revelation of the corruption was clear. And then there were no religions, even nations. They were just clans, different groups of people who gathered according to their natural, biological, familial proximity, closeness. In the first time that the method of revealing of the Creator to a person in a systemic way and systematic way, the first one to reveal it was Abraham. Prior to him, people bowed to anything that seemed to them like it was frightening and could call the shots on their lives. So they brought food to trees, to mountains, to volcanoes, to somehow, you know, it's with people, to appease them, so they will treat them nicely, to reconcile them. Because I understand naturally that that's the way it should be. And therefore, This is where these belief systems began, the ancient belief systems started. And the first true relation of a person, of humanity, to the Creator is the wisdom of Kabbalah, which Abraham discovered. That on top of all these belief systems or faiths that he was involved in, there is a real method, which is to reach the nature of the Upper One, to know it, to feel it, to understand it. And this is the wisdom of Kabbalah. And it became revealed to him, and he started to teach it. So this is what happened. But because it contradicts the will to receive, there were many dissenters, opposers to it, who couldn't agree with it. It's just like today. 1,000 come into a room and one comes out to teach. As it says, I have found one person, one man out of 1,000. One human out of 1,000. So that's how the wisdom of Kabbalah became revealed through Abraham. But at the same time, all kinds of other methods became revealed, which didn't quite talk about the correction of the soul, meaning acquiring the intentions, thoughts, and actions in order to bestow that resemble the Creator, but without resembling the Creator, performing all kinds of physical activities as they did before, except now they took from the wisdom of Kabbalah all kinds of rules and customs and said, we will do it in corporeality as well. And from here, you got all the customs in which are used in what is called religions. But basically, they are customs that each religion took, and from this they live. This is what they use. Why is it so? Because it's easier to talk about performing activities, operations, and through these operations we acquire the next world. We don't discover the Creator here and now, like the wisdom of Kabbalah obliges a person to achieve. We will receive it later when we die. Fine, everyone dies. So we will do it this way. And from this you get many, many methods. You could say they correspond to the three lines from which the soul consists. Right, left, middle. You have Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And they all talk about receiving the next world. And here, now, in this world, performing corrections to reveal the Creator, only the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about that. It belongs to no religion, but to the method of revealing the Creator to a person in this world. And that's the way it is to this day. This is why the wisdom of Kabbalah belongs to everyone, not to any religion, not to any nation or method. It is the same for all the people. They shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. And this is why, that's why the wisdom of Kabbalah, that the Kabbalists relate to everyone in this way, just like you see with us. Not like religions, where everything is very selective and divided. In other words, here in the wisdom of Kabbalah, we talk only about the wisdom of love, how to love others. It doesn't matter who they are, what they are. So we don't quite know what happens there approximately 2,000 years ago, even earlier than 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem. But all of those states, for and against, were revealed there. Some of the people wanted to continue to maintain the method of correction of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, Moses, Aaron, Joseph, David. And some of the people said, no, it's more convenient this way. We will follow our nature. We will use all of the external actions and operations, and we don't really need any internal operations. Here, we see what we are doing. We see if a person does and prays and performs customs. According to this, we can talk about a person. We can understand how great he is. So next to this, the religions developed besides Judaism. Each of them also contains various manners and predilections and tendencies and styles. But in the wisdom of Kabbalah, you only have one line. You are going to resemble the Creator in your operations to bestow upon others or not. That's it. And that's why in the wisdom of Kabbalah, they also tried to build all kinds of systems. The closest to us, of course, is the method of the Baal Shem Tov, where they spoke only about the work in the heart, that we need to correct the heart and nothing else, as the Ibn Ezra writes. That's it. Therefore, to this day, today we are again in the development of the wisdom of Kabbalah and the circulation of the wisdom of Kabbalah throughout humanity as much as we can. And we are indeed inviting not to join us, that we, Bnei Baruch, want to be great. No, but the method where by correcting a person you come to similarity with the Creator. This is the method of the real wisdom of Kabbalah. And that's what we need to do. Let's hope it becomes more and more revealed in the world, and then humanity will begin to carry it out in practice in such a way that it gets closer and closer to the Creator. Besides this, there are no discernments, not in corporeal things, not in anything. We have no customs. We have nothing. Only to connect our hearts, the hearts of each person, to the hearts of all the people without any differences between them, and present the Creator with this complete heart. That's it.
New York 4.
New York 4, please. That's it. Fine. He got his answer. And I guess it's Shai's time.
Yep, we will go over today's schedule. At 10 a.m., we will have a talk between Oren and Rav. At 10:30, a live reporters meeting. And then we will have our World Yeshivat Chaverim at 6:45 to 7:30. Today, every 10 will be in their own room and watch Yeshivat Chaverim in the tent. We're not mixing between the tents today. Every 10 in its own Yeshivat Chaverim. Let's go to a song.
Everything's gonna be alright. The sun will shine. Laor shechoder achshav el haneshama.
Las vienen y puertas no cerrarán. Por eso
conmigo debes aguantar. Я знаю, что есть свет, но без твоей света нет. There's no more heart of stone. All the trouble already are gone. Bechol makom, bechol katze, nargish et ha'am ha'chaim. Продвигайся, продвигайся, где граница света и тень. Лямших кадима.
Adelante, adelante, con fuego en tus ojos ya.
Yeah, keep moving, keep moving, until the sun will rise.
Sun will где граница света и тень. Лямших кадима, ящая.